Timon Tefillin Aleph Sifrid Aleph. Machabas Shemitagnin, Machabas is a griddle, a frying pan. Shemitagnin, when you fry, Perisha Yitzkin, Boy Shemin, Lefaisi. You pour in oil and you then cook something on it. Since there's liquid, the transfer of flavor from the food to the kli is with liquid, so then the process of kashering would be with a hagolo. If it's a very long griddle, and you find that you can't fit it all into the kashering pot at the same time, so mesim chetzio, you put half in. And then you put the other half in, so you do half at a time. Vim hi aruka b'yoyser, if it is even too long for that. So malabna b'emsa, you can just heat it in the middle. So you dunk one side in, dunk the other side in, and the stuff in the middle, you kasher with libun. Libun called who shakash nisraf Allah b'sagili. For this purpose, the libun that you need is not the libun gomer, but libun kal. Some say, no, you have to do libun. And the whole machvas, you can't do a gola. Libun kaldu, but the libun you would need is libun kaldu. The hainosh yisraf Allah b'kashu b'chutz sagi. It heats enough that the other side will get hot enough that when a kash touches it, it bursts into flame. Menoygam alab nachachil minig to libun miusagi lo behagola yemein by gumas, but he added hagola would be sufficient, assuming there's no gumas for anything to gather there. Samak gimel shematagdin ba.
So when it talks about ainbo gumas. Let me just a visual observation, or do you have to? Take a microscope, or microphone.
Are there any chelak hamish
in the problem? The base medrash. Can go to base medrash and get one. I don't know. Shani bo davke betaner shenefa by chometz bli mashke. In the case of the oven, where the baking is done directly on the walls of the oven, with no liquid involved, so a libun that needs a full process of libun, avoloya machas, but not the griddle. The chashin hashemen is yabesh hashemen vechometz nefa baloy mashke. We're not concerned that maybe at some point the oil will burn out, will dry out, and you'll have some chometz coming into the kli with no liquid. We assume even when it seems to be touching directly, there's some liquid there still. That's what we assume. The part which is facing, let's say, up, is burning, is getting crisp, but where the machus is, there's still liquid. That's what we assume. Sending you a pot which you cook in. Even sometimes you find that the food gets burnt down to the walls of the pot. That doesn't change. We assume that there is liquid there.
So
you can do a gola.
Yeah.
In other words, the idea is that we assume, even if you have eventually there's dry, there's still a certain amount of liquid there. She has some shemen, wood and shuman, or some say so fat would work for that also. V'yeshu rotzu l'rman, no, the shuman ainoi b'chla mashke. We don't deal with shuman as a liquid. Kikubu the bistro, who we deal with it as meat. Actually, tashmish al yaday ur, so it's considered as direct. If the only thing you have between the food and the wall of the kli is animal fat, so that means that there's meat there. Okay, so meat, that's direct contact. There's no liquid. Actually, the tashmish al yaday ur, I'm not sure the poskim l'mashmikin. There's someone who wanted to say that, but he feels that that's not really indicated by what the poskim say.
Okay.
So all these cases, the halacha is that the metalers bagol. You can kasha them with doing hagol. A tam can alshrei oven by imamashkin. And all because we explained, because you do this cooking process, you do it with liquid. Mali shuman, mali mayim. Or what's the difference if it's oil? What's the difference if it's liquid? If it's water.
Hagola.
Not the hagola. The original usage.
You can do hagola on those pots.
Correct. Abel ha'agonos shoifen by ugas be'en. If you have like a form which you would bake cakes directly in it, even though you smear it with some oil or some fat or some butter, it should be able to come out easily. It shouldn't stick on too hard. So that's a different ball game. That's not considered a liquid for this purpose. It's not enough liquid for this purpose. Okay, good. Forms, a form. Should everybody tart it? You bake a tart in it. Or back in cooking, like a cake pan that you bake something in. That needs libun. Whatever that is, it's a type of a shapam mechamim behem suman lechala that they use it to cook bran and heat it up. Tzrichim libun midina, because that's a direct heat without a liquid. So that hagol is not sufficient. If a person wanted kasher anything which is used for baking, you know, your derech is always to put oil there that shouldn't catch on. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the significant amount of oil. So how much oil is called oil? That you can do a hagol, you can't. You don't have to do libun. So the Mishnah there, they bring two options. Shulchan Aruch Ram says it should be enough oil that the dough is moves around in it. When as oil gets hot, and there's a flow in the oil, so you'll see a flow in the dough also. So there's a lot of oil. It's not really going to get stuck onto the walls. The Kavach Chaim says it's liquidy enough. That you take the surface of the kli and touch it to something else, that something else would be wet enough that it would wet a third item. Okay. Some say you have to do libum. Some wish to libum. Sometimes what happens is it dries out, and it gets baked on directly onto the pan, the frying pan. The Mishabur points out, the Shartian points out, in Lamed Ayin Aleph, this issue over here was worried about sometimes that it dries out, or this which you heard about in the one before, sometimes they use it for subin. It's only mere tashmish. So if you look at Rav Tashmish, you wouldn't need libun. But since there's a mere tashmish of where you need libun, these people were going requiring libun, they're going like the opinion which tells you, look at, you have to worry about mere tashmish.
What's subin?
Subin's bran. Wheat bran.
That's the mere tashmish that
The main purpose of the kli wasn't to heat up subin. some of Vav, Miu, Sagile. So but this halacha that you need Liban Kal sufficient. Rasulam Medina. B'di'avid, Hagol is sufficient. In other words, the Iker Din Hagol is sufficient. So if you did Hagol and you used it on Pesach, we're not going to ask for B'di'avid. If he chodesh mitzad the Medina tzarch Liban ayin sham, he says no, that Liban is required Mikra Din. It's not a minig and a chumrah. It's Mikra Din. Avayin b'vir locha. Now the Bir Loch starts off with the Chayyim when he says the Loch. Shulchan Aruch says that it's Hagol is sufficient, and the Rambam says that some say you need Libel. The Chayyim when he quotes a little bit differently. He says that the opinion of Hagol is Yesh Armer. Rabbi Paskim Sirul the Tzarch Libel knows Rabbi Paskim what you need Libel, so he's almost turning it around, the other way around, and he said that's not correct. That's not true that Rabbi Paskim what you need Libel. One issue which we have nowadays, common issue is a Teflon frying pan. So, Teflon, either you don't put any liquid or any oil at all, or you put a very minimal level of oil. That's not what we're talking about over here. So there, it's baking on directly without liquid. So you need Liban. The problem is you can't do Liban on Teflon. So basically, when so you can't kosher a Teflon pan for Pesach, obviously, but this is a problem in general. You can't kosher a Teflon pan. A person would trap up their Teflon pan, that's it. They use it for Basar and Cholov, so that's one way to get yourself into a Teflon pan. Alright. Now, regards to if it absorbed, with liquid, so can you kosher it? So Teflon, we deal with an halacha. Teflon is a form of plastic. It's a polymer. So it's a plastic polymer, really, what it is, which withstand high heat. Not direct Liban, but obviously, so we'll discuss that around, the idea of can we kosher plastic? And Moshe seems to have a steer in his sokim. One place where Moshe seems to say no, one place where Moshe says yes. One suggestion is that the difference, if you look at the tshuva, is the tshuva about Pesach, he says no. The other tshuva was not talking about Pesach, and he said yes, which seems to indicate that his opinion is that for Pesach, we're machmer, we do not kosher plastic, and for other Easter issues, we would. And that is the minhag of many poskim, that they would allow koshering plastic for other Easter, but not for Pesach. Yud Beis. Kol Hakelim Tzarach LaHagol Yidoseim Kemosin. When you kosher the kelim, you have to kosher the handles also. Hagah Umiu Imlo Higilu Hayodus. Unless or but you have it. If you didn't kosher the handles, you only kosher the kli. But you have it, it's still mutter. I feel like Chachil Yochel LaHagilu Nayidei Eiroi Shemar Alehin. And there's no problem of lechachila doing the hechsher through irui. You could do irui, and that would be a valid way of doing the hechsher. Okay, Mishum Barusa Katan Samaches Kol Kedem. Mishum Shekim Nishtamesh Chometz Begufa Kli. Now we're going to talk about three types of handle. The first handle was a type of handle which was a metal kli with a metal handle, and the heat of the kli will normally transfer into the handle also. So they were afraid they're using the chametz in the kli itself. So as much as it's absorbing into the kli, it absorbs into the handle, which is heated. Shekhar's Nishama is Chamas, the Gufa Kli Becham, and Amin and the Harlech Abliya Bekuloi. It continues throughout the Kli. Fine. Okay, Mishum Tamze Levad, Loho Yeshar, did the Ella Bekli Matris. That would be applied to metal Kalim. The Chamik Sosu Kham Kula, there we have a rule by metal. It's called Cham Mixosu Cham Kuloi. When part of the Kli gets hot, you assume that the heat extends to the other part of the hot, other part of the Kli. So even if the Kli, even if it's a metal handle attached on, you know, with, you know, screwed on, since it's attached, we're cautious for this possibility. So the Mishmur says, but that this explanation only worked for metal ones. And Mechaber Holei Kamar Kol Kelim, he says, all Kelim you have to kasher the handles. Masha the Av Kli Cheres the Kli Eitz, also you have to kasher the handles. Mechain Kosev Mordechai Behedya the Eitz Porter Tzarech LaHagil Habeis Yad Shalei. The crushing, what's what I'm looking for? The pestle of the mortar and the pestle. Mortar and pestle. You have to kasher the handle also. But the thing is, since it's used, it was a stirring spoon. That was used not for much of a crushing, but it was more used for like stirring inside of a cleat. You have to kasher the handle, even though the handle doesn't go into the cleat. So, Volkercha, so we have to explain the reason is the Chashin and Oid. So besides the problem of Chamek Sosu Cham Kula, there are other concerns. Shema Kibal Yad Eza Pam Chometz Ayurei Kli Rishon. One possibility is it absorbed, the handle absorbed Chometz in a Kli Rishon Kishedicho Oisai Besoichol and Akaz Mitzvah. So when they were washing the dishes, they would heat up a pot of water and then put your things you have to wash inside of that pot. Well, that pot is a Kli Rishon. The water was heated in that pot directly to Kli Rishon. And now there's some chametz sitting in there and in the water, and it's going to make the handle chametz stick. And he says, or another possibility, which the reason why we'd have to kasher the handle, is v'machavas, when it comes to a frying pan, which has oil splattering, sometimes you have splatters which go from the kli onto the handle because of the hot oil. So those are cases where there is b'liyos of chametz into the handle, and therefore we have to kasher the handle also. He says that b'di'evad, if you didn't kasher the handle, it's not going to answer the item which the handle touched.
What is
it? So it means like spark, spray. It means like the spray. Okay. So, endless or some test. I feel like clean matrix, in my case of metal, b'di'evad doesn't answer. Now, why is that? In other words, so the other ones are just like the chashashas. Maybe one time there was a spray. Maybe one time there was, you wash it together. Over here, Chamas says, Cham Kulas, it did in the Gemara. If the Kli was used and it was hot, we assume that the heat spread to the handle and took whatever flavors are in the Kli into the handle. So what do you mean now, afterwards, that hot handle touches something hot on Pesach, it's not going to answer. There's chametz in there. Well, you kashered the kli, you just didn't kasher the hand. So, Mishum Narmina, the Kshem Shanivla, Hachomets Bayad, Ayurei Gufa Kli. Can Alta Niflet Mimeno Ayurei Hagola Shal Gufa Kli? So, we say an interesting swara. How did it get into the handle to start with? Well, you're cooking in the kli, and there's some liquid in the kli, there is some chomets in the kli, and that absorbed into the kli, and traveled all the way into the hand. But the place where it went into the was not in the handle. Now I kasher that spot where the flavor went originally. So that the Shabura, we don it as much as you can absorb originally through that problem, you can be mag, take the flavor out through that process of chamas as a cham kula. So you kasher the clean part. We say, well, that heat transfers into the handle and it pulls out any flavor which is there in the handle. Okay, leader chashosha. So that was the problem. Chamas as a cham kula. We had two other concerns. One was maybe one time you wash it together in a clean rishon with some chametz, and one is because we're worried about the spray. Again, we didn't see that happen. We're just saying maybe that happened. So maybe that happened. It's not a real bona fide question. In the Bidiyeva situation, we're not going to be machmer and ask for the food. Because, well, maybe there was. I'm not machmer that we worry about. Maybe there was. Who said there was? Why should I have to consider that? Okay. Okay. A nafkamina bani nishtamash ata pesach begufa kli or nishtamash bayadis. So whether on pesach he used the kli which he kashered, or the handles which he didn't kasher. Okay. Shetochovon the pesach l'secha tavshul during pesach, the handle of this kli which had not been kashered got submerged and stuck into a pesach of food. Not intentionally. But now, but the handle has not been kashered. So you should ask for your food. No, but yeah, but the food is good. Chokhavni, unless our tavshah b'chila kema shahigal is a guvakli. You kashered the kli itself. And the handle, we're not worried about the handle. I want to skip the brackets for a second. B'chol zebistama. This all saying, but yeah, but it's not also the case. It's stam. Aval yadua shenishamshu hayodis b'chametz b'cham. We know that it was used with chametz, and you had to not kasher it. So then losagi b'hechsher miksosay filu b'yevi. Then we can't say kasher the pot part of the pot, don't remember the handle. But no, because you know it was used with chametz. The handle. Okay, hechmer taz v'oichar akrenim b'kadosh shal sakin. You had the handle of a knife. Shalhi giloi, he did not do hagol on it. Menoga hakata pepesach becham. This non-kashered handle of the knife touched hot food on Pesach. So he was machmer lesser af b'dyavad. They were going to ask her. By the handle of the knife, as much as he's using the knife with hot chometz, so that the handle will be affected also. Your person we cut hot bread, it just came out of the oven, it's still yatzel lettuce, but he cuts it through with a knife. Chances are many times that the handle is touching that area also. Okay, I skipped the brackets, go back. So the case is, we don't ask her, the case is, you're magal the kli, we don't ask her when the handle touches pesach the kavut. Avim lo higol es aguv kli, if you do not kasher the kli itself. Nesra tavs ha yedei tchibis hayodis bovat. So the case where the handle of the kli touched food, submerge and touch food on Pesach. So in the case where you kashered the kli, we're not going to ask it because of the handle. So the handle touched it, still kosher. In case where you did not kasher the kli, so then we're going to ask it because of the handle. Now, Mishmur gave us three arguments why what we're worried about. One is what's called chamek sosa cham kula, that the heat of the metal travels throughout all the metal. So then this makes sense. In case you kashered the kli, you say, listen, the flavor went in through chamas of the cham kula, the flavor will go out with chamas of the cham kula. If you didn't kasher the kli at all, so you got a problem. You have flavor in your handle. But the other two reasons he says, because there's a chashash, maybe you wash them together at one point in time. In a kli rishon, the kli and hot chametz, or there is a spray of a chametz item onto the handle. So those mishmeres said, really, those, you know, those are chashashas. And Bidi Eber is not going to ask the food because maybe something happened. Right? So the only issue which we're worried about is the chamas of the cham kuloi. He said, that's a real problem. Therefore, I can't be mounted even Bidi Eber. Okay, Ayan.
What if it hadn't been kashrut?
It had not been kashrut. Bidi Eber. So, in case we did not kasha the handles and they touched the food, we're not kasha bidi eved. Pirish. In mishdamish ben kvar, once you did it already. Al chachilo, so mishdamish ben kadim sheyagol hayod. So obviously, the bidi eved over here isn't, well, listen, I didn't kasha for bidi. Like, well, you know, let's use it now. That's bidi eved. The bidi eved already. No. The bidi eved was the case where you did use it for food, and that was the only problem, so you can keep the food and use the food. But you can't be doing this. We our minig is not the kasher kalim during Pesach. This is Muslims now. I forgot the kasher to handle. Okay. Well, it's like, and you know, there's another panther. Well, I can't kasher kalim. Okay. But tough luck. You forgot that you didn't kasher to handle. You cannot use it. If you use it, but you have the food is mutter. But even though there's no other pan available because you can't kasher this pan on Pesach, so you'll get fueled. So you won't fret. You'll use something else. Right.
You could do
Lieben
during Pesach.
You could do Lieben during Pesach. So in case of a metal handle, that's an option. I don't think you have an option of Lieben on the or other types of handles. Right.
Oh, he's saying that that this chumrah applies not only to metal handles, because metal handles are the ones that are most likely to absorb chametz that this is talking about in where we knew that there was
chametz. This is the Mishnah Berurah Sichat Nayin.
Yeah.
He's talking about, no, in case of stam, not in case of stam. Saying stam, in the case of stam, Bidi Eved, the food is mutter. In case you do it, Bidi Eved, the food is not mutter.
And that would apply to as well to Kli Cheres and Kli Eitz.
The Bidi Eved's mutter. Right.
Right, but
comes to Mishabur, and Mishabur says, but Bidi Eved means Bidi Eved. Right. But you can't go use it, so I, you know, I didn't kasher, that's Bidi Eved already. And no, you can't, I had all the, I can't kasher now. Okay, you can't kasher now, so you're not going to use it. If you did use it, Bidi Eved, the food is mutter. Kekamam Sim Tavkuf Tes, Sif Hei Magam. Agilo Ayre Iri. So, but you want to cash the handle of the kli, iri is an option. You touch it with dirty hands with chametz on them, etc. And that this iri will clean that off. And any spray which sprayed onto it, hot spray, the iri is the equivalent of a hot spray. So it'll take out the flavor.
What is the touching it? Have to do it. What does
that
have to do with the way that it absorbs
chametz? Well, I guess you have two options. If the case we're talking about metal handles, then there's a chametz of the cham kuloi. Meanwhile, while it's happening, you're touching it with who knows what's in your hand.
Right.
Right. Even the other ones, you know, you never know when some liquid will land over there and help it be absorbed.
He's saying touching it is. What is it? I guess my question is, what does that have to do with Iri?
So I think what he's saying is there was the chashash over here is not what we were discussing before was that the blia went into the food in the pot, and then from there it goes to the handle. So that'd be the reason why Iri wouldn't be the right way to deal with it. It went in through direct cooking. Clearishan type of, so why would Iri be the way to take it out? But if the chashash is nitzotzes, the mashal, if the chashash is not the cooking inside the pot, but here in, as a separate in the interaction, there was something dirty in his hands, so that's more cool, so it's not a clearishan aleish, so then Iri would be sufficient. But however, if you knew that there was a case where there was klirishin, direct heat going into the others of chometz, lamahana iru yafilu b'diavad tzorchagola gam came a klirishin dafka. So then over there, but obviously iru wouldn't work. You would have to do. You have to kasher it directly in a klirishin. Okay, Yud Gimel. Kli sheyesh bo tilai, so a kli which has a patch in it, a metal patch. You know, so, you got a hole in the kli. Kli wore out, so you don't throw it out. You patch it with metal. So, can you kasher the kli? Seim kodem hatilai libliyasa iser. If the patch was there before this was used improperly, you know, for be it chometz or whatever it is. And Tzarchla, seriously, you want to kasher it now, you know, that's how it went in, that's how it'll go out. The Kaboloi kach polte, the same way it goes in with the tlai in, it'll go out with the tlai in. You don't say, well, the tlai is like a layer of blockage. Yeah, but once there's a blockage now in the kashering process, there's a blockage in the absorbing process. As much as it absorbed from the patch into the wall of the kli, so that's all go out, so there's no, you know, no difference. However, in kodem ablius isra the tlai, if the kli absorbed isra before you put the patch, and then you put the patch on, and you want to kasher it, so sarach lahusar a tlai kodem agola, you can't have the tlai on during agola. We'll see in the Mishabura what, you know, two reasons. One reason is because, like, you know, it didn't absorb. It absorbed in directly with direct contact with the wall of the kli, and now it's going. You're asking them to come out with the hagola touching the tlai, and the tlai touching the kli. That's not how it went in. It went in directly. Furthermore, we're afraid that maybe there's something under the tlai. Or you can put coals directly on that spot, and that will burn up any actual iser which is there. And you kasher rest of the kli. So this is a kli made out of wood. Well, you know, so we'll put some coals there and burn it out. That's not a good idea. And that's the end of the kli. So. So that's not going to work. Elam ken yarchiv asedik tolkach. The solution is the other way around. Make the crack where the patch is larger. Kolkach shiyuchel lahotzi misham mashe b'secha. Therefore, if anything is in there, you can pull it out. But the main concern he's worried about is that there might be some granules or something gathering there. So the solution is that you make the opening, the aperture, large enough that you can get anything out. Okay.
What is this?
I would love to tell you that I know exactly what it is. Apparently, they're making some have a marking on it. So mutalagilon, that doesn't this. Marking, you know, I'm not sure what the case is. You could still kasher it. It flows in this idea that it was there originally, that's how it was.
Sounds like
undoing something. Right, so the question is, what exactly is it? I mean, apparently you were putting like some type of, let's say, molten. Lead, molten something as a marking on the kli that is the symbol of who was made by. So that's blocking the, you know, there's something on the kli, but it's melted on. It says, well, so it's not. We're going to say that you knew a gola because that's how it came in. It's like the case of the tlai. It was there, b'shas, but it absorbed the iser because if it was made like that, there was no iser yet. So any issue came afterwards. It's not going to block. I can't kasher it because there's this thing on it. Yeah, but that's how the issue went in. That's how the issue will come out. But in Akram Hatem, you have to clean them out well because the Yakram are maybe underneath those little particles. So you have to make sure there's no little particles there, which would then, you know, invalidate the Heksher process for that reason. Right?
The Zir Halakha, as he says, it seems to be good either way, because if you can do it, and if you can do Nikur, then what's the difference? Which came first?
What's Nikur?
To scratch out anything which is there. Okay. Let's just stop here.